Now, I would just like to ask you.
Tell us the story and tell us how we can help her.
Right. I want you to absolutely understand this, Mr. Shields, Bill Shields. Am I talking to Bill Shields? That this is not about pre-2010. This is about the gerrymandering, the selling off, the lying, trying to run the hospital down so you can say it's all the staff's fault, the nurses' fault, the doctor's fault, because it's about the money. But when you see the conditions of the dialysis units now, I have lived this illness since 2001 with my child. My grandson was born in this hellhole, full, if I may say, very wealthy people in the Lindo wing. My daughter also had her outpatients and her first transplant in this hospital. So I know this hospital. She had her dialysis treatment at Charing Cross in 2001. At the Hammersmith Hospital, she's had pneumonia, near death, you name it, she's been through it, okay? Hammersmith, try going through the A&Es, because local hospitals won't touch a dialysis patient. Local hospitals are so, inexperienced in dialysis patients, because as you know, there aren't that many people at the moment with kidney failure, so it's not a sexy illness. You know, Richard Branson will buy up Virgin, his healthcare, he'll buy up the sexual diseases department, he'll get a few quid off that one and disappears to Necker Island. We're talking about human beings. Now, the dialysis, pre-2010, there was money put aside for it to be completely refurbished on the ground floor.
And which site?
Which site?
Sorry.
We're talking about, I'll put that, Charing Cross. Here, would you please interview us both? So I don't
quite know what to do. What do you want me to do?
Just hold it while I talk. Sorry, I have to say this. You're tiny. You're lucky.
What we need to know is how can we help?
Right.
How can we help?
2010, they took away the funding to replenish or to renovate the dialysis unit. It was originally going to go on the ground floor at Charing Cross, pre-2010. When this government won, and it's a Tory council, and it's Wonga prime site, they took away the funding, they took away their clexane, they took away their sandwich, they took away their dignity. People are left like rats, they're left like dogs. Holes in the ceiling, rusty radiators wheeled in, covered in rust, patients absolutely freezing cold, but because the nurses are so stretched, they don't want to put any more onto the nurses. Hammersmith, 16 beds taken away from the kidney unit, 16. So when a person has to go through the A&E they have at the moment at the Hammersmith Hospital, because dialysis patients and kidney patients and local hospitals do not know what to do with them. So you're rushing in a person with high, for example, potassium, of which they can have a heart attack at any moment.
The emergency renal admissions unit.
I can't hear you.
The emergency renal admissions unit at Hammersmith won't go. Those patients will still be directly admitted.
But where? Who? There's no blues and twos. So what happens
They go through
A&E.
It's a separate
path. No, it's not. I've done it. I've sat there on a Sunday night. Excuse me.
Hammersmith will still put direct admissions into the renal unit when the A&E changes.
Can I tell you something? When a person has high potassium, they're on the verge of their heart stopping.
Yeah.
So they want them in A&E in the crash unit because they've got the crash specialist. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do to ensure there are crash nurses to help these very ill patients, the same as the heart patients that you will be?
We're not going to take that away. We're going to have a capability at the Hammersmith to take the heart attack patients and to take the direct patients that are admitted in the renal service. They were not changing that. The problem that we've got with Hammersmith in terms of the A&E there is that we haven't got enough general physicians, because there aren't enough that exist for us to.
No, there aren't, because they're all disappearing.
We will have the specialist staff who can take the admissions, and whether it's heart attacks or whether it's... That's not going to change.
Right,
okay. Change.
Okay, so somehow you're going to have some kind of A&E. So if you hurt your finger or you have a little cut,
yeah,
fine.
Right.
Okay, you just get on with it. Please
could
hear
I,
me
I,
out. This no, is
no,
very,
no,
very
no,
important
no, I'm not,
because
yeah.
I've lived this. I've lived this to the point where, for example, when you once needed emergency dialysis on a Sunday because
yeah.
the unit is closed on a Sunday at Charing Cross, okay?
It's a satellite unit at the Charing Cross. The main
well,
unit,
it is, but I mean, you know, 160 patients per week go through
but,
it.
But you know, the way the service runs
mm-hmm.
in Northwest London, which is the biggest service in
mm-hmm.
Europe.
Yeah, because it has Europe's number one
yeah,
kidney,
right.
renal,
because,
and pancreas unit,
it's because
yes.
you've got the main unit on the Hammersmith side,
yes.
which is the case. And then there are a number of satellite units,
yes.
not just there, but in
no,
all
I realise
the sites.
That, yeah.
So that's not going to change. There will be satellite units. That's not going
so
to change.
So why are they having their dialysis?
Listen, I must come in with a little question here. That, I tell you what's crucial in terms of this
yeah.
conversation. Yeah, you were describing, if I may say so, very eloquently, and
I'm
I can entirely understand the emotion
that,
behind
sorry.
What you were
it's
describing, because I'm a father as well, so I can see
well,
the kind of thing.
Parents,
no, of course it isn't.
Of course
it is, absolutely. The question I'd like to raise is this. It feels to me that and I may be wrong, but you must tell us, as it were, that there was something in that you wanted to raise specifically, not just about, as it were, the politics of it, but something about the treatment of your daughter.
The treatment, not just my daughter.
No,
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 no.
But my question, okay, if I can just pose my question. My question really, in a sense, is this. The question is this something, and this is important to us, that we should
mm-hmm.
we're able to take this up, as it were. Is this an issue that something has, in a sense, gone specifically wrong with the treatment of your daughter, that we need to specifically take up and look
can
at.
Can I say this?
Can you answer that question?
It's a
genuine, honest question.
No, what I'm going to tell you is the dialysis units are not fit for purpose. The dialysis units for anyone that's either having dialysis or coming after, including my...